Call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, September 25th, 2019, at 8:31 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on my wall to the left. Attendance by observation, Jurgens, Teeman, Dorn, Byers. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Discussion, vote. Four in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Discussion, vote. Four in favor. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing lack of public, ask for a motion to go into public hearing for a vehicle exemption for qualifying nonprofit organization, Mosaic.
I would move to go into public hearing.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Go into public hearing at 8:32 on the clock. Vote. Four in favor. We're in public hearing. This is a vehicle exemption. Submitted by the President CEO of Mosaic, Linda Timmons of Omaha. They're asking for exemption of a 2019 Dodge Caravan, 2019 Dodge Caravan, and a 2019 Dodge Brown Caravan Wagon. Used in service of people with intellectual disabilities.
So there's three vehicles?
Three vehicles. Three 2019 Dodge Caravans.
I would move to approve the exemption.
We'll have to go out of public hearing first. Any other discussion for public hearing?
Yeah, I forgot.
I'd ask for a motion to come out of public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn to come out of public hearing at 8:33 on the clock. Vote. Five in favor, the motion carries.
I would move to approve the vehicle exemptions for qualifying nonprofit Mosaic.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Any discussion on these vehicles? Seeing none, vote. Five in favor, motion carries. Patty, anything for equalization?
The only thing I know is that Don got four church hearings in. Is that right, then?
Yes.
And then you copy for those at some point.
I know.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
So they're Norm's parties.
Give them to Roger, too, and I haven't got them over there yet.
So 1, 2, 3, 4. So at some point, they'll schedule a hearing for Lincoln. A couple of years ago, actually, him and Deb both were up there. So generally, then we take either Lloyd or Daryl. Lloyd goes to Arizona in the winter, so we'll have to see when it's scheduled. But those will be coming up, but generally within a year.
How did he do on those? I assume it's some of the same properties. Do you remember how he did last time?
He had an attorney up there with him, and they both did it, so. But basically, it was a one commissioner hearing, and I don't know whether it'll be one or it'll be the full. Generally, they start out with one, and then if that's not satisfactory to the taxpayer, they can request a full board hearing. So, I'll read over and see what. I mean, basically, it's just the same thing that he testified to here in the hearing. So.
Well, keep us informed.
The only thing is you'll probably have to, well, I guess Lloyd's contract and everything is still, he's just ongoing, right?
Yeah, it's on an annual basis. I don't know, I'd have to double check as far as if this is like additional, hearing in front of Turk.
The only thing is if by chance he would be in Arizona, then generally I take Daryl, who's my next. You know, but he doesn't do much in the ag, but Lloyd and I could get together before the reward.
So you might also check and see if you could also appear at the home. He's an expert witness. A lot of times you can't just
me.
You saw it when you brought it.
No, pay their fee to come.
And we can probably even answer it sometime. Somebody's out of state, so. Well, this way, because I know at points in time they've been up to like 18 months behind before this is even scheduled. So it may be a time of the year when it's not done.
Was that Buffalo County that had several thousand? How did that affect Turk? Did a lot of those go to Turk, or have you heard?
I haven't heard any of that. That's out in Kearney, right? Yeah. Actually, the assessor that was out there, I believe, had quit, the older gentleman, and they brought a gal out of retirement that originally had worked for the Department of Revenue. And so that's why they had a lot. She did a lot of things different out there after she came in. And she's 75. So I don't think a lot of these people really want these jobs too. Because I know there was a shortage of about 5 assessors last year. But I haven't heard of any of them much. But I know a lot of them. There was a lot of them.
If there's nothing else for equalization, we'll adjourn at 8:37 on the clock.